Welcome back, one and all, to the Weekender's Edge. I am your host, Nick Simonson, outdoors writer with my materials online at newsdakota.com and dakotaedge.com. We've got this early spring setting up just as Punxsutawney Phil promised us, so let's take the next 3 days, wrap them all up into 3 minutes so you can get the most out of this unseasonably warm weekend out there in the outdoors. Starting out on Friday, February 23rd, things are beautiful. This will be our pick of the weekend, especially for you ice fishermen. Wake up low right around 20 degrees as you crawl out of bed with highs getting up to around 30, and those winds are going to be perfect, 6 to 8 miles an hour out of the north-northeast all day. And the best part is you are going to have cloud cover all day to get out there and hammer those walleyes. With this warm-up coming, with this shift in the season, you're going to see a stronger bite, particularly with our full moon weekend, that full moon on Saturday night. So you're going to feel a good bump in the bite as you get out there on Friday with ideal conditions for what may be a last really solid ice day out there on the hard water. Turning to Saturday, February 24th, things turn around a little bit as those winds kick up and the heat goes up on that thermometer. Your wake-up low is going to be right around 30 degrees with a high getting up to near 50 degrees by the middle of the afternoon, and that's going to come on southwest breezes to start the day, turning mostly west 21 to 33 miles an hour. So it's going to be a little bit gusty out there if you're out. It will be warm enough if you are on the ice, however, to be out there without a shack so you can duck that wind and you won't need to have your hub blowing around. But watch for that melting ice, watch those access points as well, and be careful out there on Saturday, which again is our full moon day. Finally, we're turning to Sunday. That is February 25th. Wake up low in the upper 20s with highs getting into the middle 40s. We're going to have some shifting in the wind throughout the day. Those winds are going to be about 10 miles an hour out of the west when you get up, but by the afternoon and evening, they're going to be 10 miles an hour out of the south with gusts midday from the southwest 15 to 20 miles an hour. And you're going to have some clouds as well. Mostly cloudy skies to partly cloudy skies by the end of the day. So all in all, a very nice weekend, a good full moon weekend. And make a note of that, folks, because the weekends are starting to hit on that full moon phase and things are looking really good through the month of May for your fishing opportunities on those weekend days. And it feels like spring already, but spring turkey season's coming up and we've got some extra tags out there. For more on that, we caught up with RJ Gross, upland game biologist with the North Dakota Game and Fish Department.
Yeah, there's a lot of extra tags. Turkeys did really good, kind of like with everything else last year. You can go on our website. There's a link on the main page and go to buy additional tags and get in there right away. Click your unit. There's plenty of units. I know like unit 13 out in the west had almost 350 left. There's a lot of turkeys out there. I wish I could get more people to go out there, but definitely the most available were out in western North Dakota. I mean, the way it's looking like it's going to be really perfect weather for spring turkey hunting. There shouldn't be snow on the ground in a lot of parts of the state, and who knows, we'll probably have green grass by then if this weather keeps up.
That was RJ Gross letting you know there's some extra tags. Get out there and have some fun. That wraps it up for this week, folks. Have a safe and enjoyable one. For the Weekender's Edge, I'm Nick Simonson. Good fishing to ya.